I have a question concerning the tribulation.
Okay.
And the rapture of the church. A caller earlier had called you on.
Yes, sir.
And there are three schools of thought that we're aware of.
Right.
The pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib.
That's right.
We were under the assumption or persuasion of the pre-trib rapture. But the reading we've been doing lately and the scripture we've been reading is beginning to point to either mid or post-trib.
Well,
I'd like to know in Revelation 7:14, it says, "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb."
Right.
Are you under the persuasion or the conviction of a pre, mid, or post?
Rick, I would love to believe that the Lord is going to rapture the church before the tribulation. That would be so wonderful. But, you know, the Bible will not permit me to believe that. It's a very convenient doctrine. It's a dangerous doctrine because some people are not preparing their faith. They're not fortifying themselves for the trial ahead. That's why Peter says, do not be amazed or surprised by the fiery trials that will try you as though some strange thing has happened. This wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
But when you look at the examples in the Bible about how God works, let me just cite a few quickly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did the Lord save Noah from the flood or through the flood?
Through the flood.
He was in the world during the flood, wasn't he?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did God save the children of Israel from the Egypt plagues, or were they in the world during the plagues?
Oh, they were in it.
Mm-hmm. He protected them, but they were there.
Yes.
Did the Lord save Joseph from his trials, or did he deliver him through his trials?
Delivered him through.
Were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saved from the furnace or through it?
Through the furnace.
Daniel, the lion's den, from it or through it?
Through it.
All right. Christ says in Matthew 24, you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake, but he that endures to the middle, to the beginning, or to the end?
To the end, yeah.
He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So just consistently all the way through the Bible, it's telling us that there's going to be a time of trouble. And for one thing, if you look in Revelation, you just quoted from Revelation?
Yes, 7:14.
It says, look at chapter 18, verse 4. And he says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her. God is speaking to his people, saying, come out of Babylon, my people, lest you share in her sins and receive of her plagues, for her sins have reached to heaven. The seven last plagues that fall in chapter 15 and 16 are falling on Babylon and her daughters.
Yes.
If God's people are in Babylon, they are destroyed by the plagues. They are to come out of Babylon, but they're still in the world. But he protects them the same way he protected Israel in the Old Testament while they were in Egypt.
Exactly.
It was at the end of the plagues that God's people went out of Egypt. It's at the end of the plagues in Revelation that Jesus comes. The last of the seven plagues is a great earthquake and Christ comes. So all through the Bible, I'm compelled to believe that we better have a faith that can hang on because it's going to get tough.
I'm also reading that some of the people that believe in the post-trib rapture, Alexander Reese, Andrew Fuller, C. Campbell Morgan, Riley, Charles Spurgeon, you know, these are people that walk very closely with God and are godly men, and they all believe that we would go through the tribulation.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's just a fraction of them. The idea of a pre-tribulation rapture is a new doctrine. If you look at the great theologians like Spurgeon, like Wesley, like Whitfield, like Luther, I mean, you can go right down the line. Any of these great Bible scholars were unanimous that God's people, you know, Revelation says he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, right?
Yes.
How do you get out the spots and wrinkles? It's hot iron, it's hot water, it's the fiery trials that are going to purify the church.
Exactly. Well, the caller before referred to a lady that started the doctrine, but the book that I had this evening that I was just looking through says that it was a Jesuit priest.
Was it yes. Francisco Rivera?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the name. There's a Jesuit named Francisco Rivera.
Emmanuel Lacanza.
Well, that was the second man. There's a couple of them.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Rick, we've got some people standing by and the clock's ticking.
Yes,
I have
thank you very much.
Now, listen, I've got a magazine. Well, you need to send for a magazine, but I've got an article I already wrote. It's called Through the Tribulation.
Okay.
Deal specifically with this. It's filled with Scripture. And I think it's very clear. Anyone out there listening, if they want, they can get that, Pastor Dick.
1-800-835-6747, Rick.
Yes, I will call that.
All right.
Thank you very much, and God bless your
God
ministry.
Bless you.
You're doing an excellent job working for the Lord.
Thanks for the call.